Let me refresh your memory.
But I know a change gonna come.
From our New York studios, Reverend Al, good morning.
Good morning. And I want to talk about the fact tomorrow night the Republicans will be debating. And they'll be debating on the 50th anniversary of President Lyndon Johnson signing the Voting Rights Act. And many of those that will be on that stage have supported efforts that would reverse and bring us in a period of regression on those very rights. The Voting Rights Act was necessary to protect our right to vote. We had the constitutional right to vote since slavery, but there were all kinds of shenanigans and all kinds of things that were put in place in various states that prevented us from being able to vote freely. So the Voting Rights Act protected us. It made preconditions necessary and mandatory, so you couldn't, in those states, come up with new laws like how many jelly beans in a jar, etc. Now the new way of repressing the vote is new and strange and unnecessary voter ID, ending Sunday souls to the polls, ending early voting, ending same-day registration. A classic case on that's in North Carolina. 50 years after the Voting Rights Act, where we've seen enthusiastic bipartisan support. I was at the White House in 2006 when George Bush re-signed it. Now we have this big divide. We are challenged to make voting rights stick. Don't just have the ceremony. Let's continue to fight. They're trying to roll back the clock with the recent Supreme Court decision, and we cannot afford for that to go. As we look at that debate tomorrow night, voting rights ought to be front and center. And I know Jay is a writer and advisor to Donald Trump. And I wish he would tell Trump that he needs to deal with that issue forthright. And even though I know you told Trump to use Cinco de Mayo tomorrow night, I'll be waiting to hear about voting rights. Sybil, Cinco de Mayo. I mean, Cinco. In 2015, he's still talking about it. He and Trump.
Yeah, they're quite the odd couple, aren't they?
Everywhere but the golf club. Because Trump don't trust Jay with a golf club in his hand. Now. He can be the caddy, but he can't hold the club.
Yeah.